Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to be kind of in and out, light and heavy. You know, we've been today, or yesterday, I get news, people send me stuff, and I was looking at a lot of different things. And the one thing now is America, you're free, America, you're free, you're finally free. You can now walk around mask free. Isn't that interesting? I mean, doesn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound stupendous? Doesn't that sound colossal? Doesn't that sound like, oh, jumping Geronimo, when are we in Canada going to do what the Americans did? Oh. Let me read something here. I want to read because everyone's got this idea. You know, like the world is a stage. Or better yet, the world is being staged. Every time we turn around, there's a staged effect happening. And, you know, the idea is to get you narrowly focused on an agenda or a narrative that makes you oblivious to everything else. That's how magicians pull off a magic trick. They get you so focused on what they're doing and getting you directed in a focal point that you don't see, anything else other than what they want you to see. And the world is a stage in a sense that we're all being staged to be focused. Okay, you hear the stories, you know, we read the stories. Okay, Israel is launching an assault on Palestine. Has anybody actually seen Palestine lately? Has anybody really seen Palestine lately? Palestine couldn't launch a firecracker. Palestine has been devastated. There is nothing left of Palestine. Nothing. The people are so poor there and so debilitated because of the wars that have been going on and the staged view of what's happening there, that if you actually were to look at that whole story that they're propagating, this is again another distraction and another staged event to get the people of Israel distracted from the passport and their privileges being taken away from them. This is what this is really all about. This has nothing to do with Palestine launching an attack. That's such bullshit. If anybody actually looked at Palestine today, you would be in mourning. You know, this makes a Detroit ghetto look like a walk in a park. You know, it makes it look like it's a rest home for the elderly. I mean, Palestine is effed up badly. Somebody say, well, they shouldn't have attacked Israel. Did they really attack Israel? Or was that also staged to keep the people of Israel distracted so they don't see the corruption of their own government? See, Hebrews and Israelis and Israelites are like Americans and like Canadians, like anybody else. Most of them don't have enough brains to tie their shoe with Velcro. And majority of them will follow whatever narrative that the media says, just like Americans and Canadians do over here. No different. Dumb as a bag of rocks, most of them. And the few that know what's going on can dare say nothing because of the consequences that may fall upon them. And that might be considered anti-Israel or some nonsense like this. You know, or if you say something about the Hebrews, oh, you're anti-Semitic. And like I said before, I am not anti-Semitic. I am Semitic. So, not necessarily from that culture, but from another one. So, when we're understanding the essence of what being staged is all about, now we're in America. America, land of free. Well, so they tell me, more like land of slaved, you know, ruled by the depraved. And it gets more depraved by the day. You should see what they're doing to Americans. Somebody wrote me an email saying now they're offering you to get a vaccine, you know, free tickets to some entertainment place, free ball game, free restaurants, free coupons. I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me? to go and get the vaccine. They want Americans. In this article I'm going to read, Mr. Biden wants 70% of America vaccinated by July 4th. Why July 4th? I don't know, but I know usually in these necromantic concepts, numbers and numerology seem to have some kind of importance to satanic perspectives or satanic narratives. I do not know why. I mean, I guess you'd have to take the numbers 20, 21, and the 4, and the 7, and put them all together to get whatever configuration you're going to get. But something he wants, 70%, the number 70, again, is there as well. So what is going on here? Why that day? Now let me read something to you. I entitled this, The Pandemic Has Begun. Okay, we have never had a pandemic. As I've stated before in many times of the show, since they never were able to isolate whatever it is that they said was out there, which I don't believe anything was out there, to be quite honest with you, the pandemic, if we had gotten hit with a real pandemic, I would say 90% of North America right now would be done. Done. That's including Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Would have been done. Because since we don't know, it never was isolated, so we never knew what it was. This concept of creating injectables for something that they have never isolated is like creating something for a boogeyman that doesn't exist. I digress. Let me read this. Somebody wrote this to me, and I'm going to basically, some of the language might be a little strong, so if you can't handle the salt of the earth language, plug your ears or go to another channel. I won't use all the strong language, but I will emphasize the paragraph. Tony, he says, the pandemic has begun. Damn, Tony, you were effing right. Now the dumb brain dead masses have been injected with this effing moron is saying, yay, take off your mask. Now that you've all been injected and with our poison and operating systems, go and spread it far and wide. I didn't write this. Those MFs. His comments came hours after the CDC announced that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 do not need to wear a mask or practice social distancing, indoors or outdoors, except under circumstances. In a sign of the Biden administration's embrace of the guidance, the White House emailed staffers Thursday telling them they no longer have to wear a mask on the complex grounds that they're vaccinated, an official told CNN. Now, I want you to pay attention to the emphasis of not wearing a mask, okay? Remember what I talked about before, having your attention directed specifically in a direction so you're not seeing anything else around. You're completely oblivious to everything else. So this is why I'm telling you, pay attention to the mask thing. Thursday, telling them, if they vaccinated, official told CNN. This is sensationalized news. CNN is going to make some ratings here. Ooh, CNN. And so CBC and the CTV will also get on board. They'll get ratings. Oh. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during the White House COVID-19 briefing, we have all longed for this moment. We can get back to some sense of normalcy. Calling it an exciting and powerful moment, Walensky said that the science supports the updated CDC guidance. Science supports the updated CDC guidance. Science supports. What has been scientific about any of this since the word get-go? That's why I'm laughing. They're throwing in words and terminology. Science supports what science? Fauci? That little goof? Bill Gates? Another unscientific scientist? A philanthropist has got more money than brains? What signs support? Anyway, anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. Now, doesn't that sound a little bit unusual? But let me get this now. While Biden trumpeted the message, he stressed the need to continue vaccinating at an aggressive clip in order to drive transmission numbers lower. Warp speed. Remember that? Warp speed. We aren't done yet. We're still losing too many Americans because we still have too many unvaccinated people. Now, pay attention to this statement here and how it's worded. We're not done yet. We are losing too many Americans because we still have too many unvaccinated. What they're losing are those people that have not received the vaccine. They're going after them now. Well, we're losing too many. It's not that we're dying, that more Americans are dying. It's the fact that they haven't got everybody under the needle yet. And they're losing ground, or they're losing these people. In other words, people are waking up and saying, you know what, Chuck, you Farley. If the FDA hasn't approved this, they're not going to approve this, why would I take the vaccine? And that's what I mean. They're losing Americans because they're finally, they're smartening up. And I'm hoping that Canadians will do the same freaking thing, that just smarten up and don't get sucked into this bullshit here, that they're going to kill Americans here. And I'm going to explain how this is going to happen too. By July 4th, we have to take this pandemic, tackle it, not just here, but overseas as well. So that means they're going to go after the military. They're going to go after the boys in the uniform to truly be safe in the long run, he said. There is still more work ahead, but I have said many times, as tough as this pandemic has been, we will get through it. In the meantime, the president urged Americans to treat those who continue to wear a mask with kindness and respect. In other words, they lambasted those of you who didn't get the vaccine. They have, you know, put a pity party on you. They have reversed this. So, you know, I know in a lot of states in the United States are not, you know, you have to wear a mask in a lot of places in order to go shopping or doing whatever. So, is that we have too much conflict, too much bitterness, too much anger, too much politicizing of these issues about wearing masks. Let's put it to rest. Let's remember, we are all Americans. Let's remember, we are all in this together. This horseshit, I don't know where they get that from. I don't even know how that comment even exists. Let's remember, we're all in this together. What together? Americans have been polarized more than just about any other culture except for Canadians. And there is no together. They're trying to hit on some kind of patriotic theme, which I think has been lost for quite some time for a lot of Americans, especially seeing the last, I mean, him being in power. That was more than enough to destroy that ideology. If, again, they reiterate, if you're fully vaccinated and can take your mask off, you have earned the right to do something. You have earned the right. You have earned the right. That statement alone is such horseshit. You don't earn a right. A right is granted to you irrespective of you earning it or not. That's what rights are for. Everybody is equal under the law and have the same rights. You don't earn those rights. They are given based on the way a government is set up. And to do something that Americans are known for all around the world, greeting others with a smile. I mean, this is such ridiculous bullshit. They basically are treating Americans like two-year-olds. Oh, you can now smile at each other. You've earned the right to smile at each other. Oh, you Americans, oh, you've been so, you know, you've been patient. Now you have the right, baby. You can smile at each other. It might be the last person you look at. So if you are going to look at them, maybe you might want to smile. this has opened the door wide open now. Now, let me refrain real quick on this. The mask doesn't stop anything. Nothing. Sweet F.A. Nothing. Zero. If you have any particulate matter that's on a nanoscale coming in or out of through that mask, it will penetrate and permeate. If you have any kind of virus which is on a nanoscale, the mask stops absolutely nothing. That's what I'm saying. They got everybody focusing on the mask. Now you can take off your mask. Or you can take off, you can smile at each other. Take off your mask. Smile. Oh, you've earned the right. Take off your mask. Take off your mask. Oh, let's put it to rest. Let's take off your mask. What's going to happen now, because the social distancing is not going to be there, it's not the breath that's going to infect each other. It's the genetic material that is jumping or leaking or seeping or crackling or pouring or whatever you want to call it from one person to the next. The proteins will integrate, as I stated, with the nanotechnology, and it will create the problems that are about to happen. Their key number there is they want 70% of Americans to be completely injected with these operating systems so they can turn them on. This is the coup de grace here. China will have won the battle with America without firing a shot. That's part of their philosophy. That's part of how they play the game. They have duped the West into believing in an imaginary foe that doesn't exist. And again, according to the French advisor back in the 1980s, again, this was all designed to separate the dumb from the smart, or people that had a certain level of intelligence, as opposed to those who just blindly follow their government. And this is they have won that battle. So when we're looking at what's going on here, it's not because their masks are off, and they will say this when the numbers start to drop in America and Canada, because we'll follow suit here too, and Europe. When the numbers drop and people start dying, they're going to blame that pandemic, the mutations, the variants, you know, which are mutations. They will blame it that they took the mask off way too early, and then people will surrender to wearing that mask more than ever. In the meantime, people will still continue to drop and die. So we are going to be seeing this as the game has gone on. We're going to see they've opened it up. You don't need a mask. I would encourage all of you to wear an ionizer. If you find one that you can afford, one that puts out a dense ionic field around you so that you will be protected and sustained. Because the jumping or the leaking or the whatever they want to call it is going to amplify that much more. Once they get around each other, and like I stated, the injectables that they are talking, those proteins will connect with each other. They are designed to interact or integrate with one another. As a result, the operating system with the nanoassembly, the mRNA, remember that, is nothing more than the program being delivered, but it has to have access for delivery. And this is what's going to happen. So now, students will go to wherever they're going to go. People are going to go back into the malls. People are going to go watch a ball game. They're going to watch this. They're going to watch that. They're going to go back to being clustered and cluttered. And that's where this will start to engage. World War Z, I Am Legend, Zombie Apocalypse. Take your pick. They've all predicted this. This is called predictive programming. Somebody might say, well, you're watching too much science fiction. Perhaps. You might have something there. I may watch a little too much. But when you see the connections between what's going on and what went on in those movies, perhaps you should pay more attention to sci-fi. Maybe it's not sci-fi they were showing us. But anyway, I wanted to point this out, that it's not the mask or wearing the mask that is going to be, it's going to make a difference. But it's going to be the mask that you got everybody focused. You can take it off now. You can get it. You can get to. You don't have to isolate. You don't have to separate. You don't have to. Oh, but those poor bastards still wearing the mask that didn't get the shot. Oh, you know, just feel sorry for them. Just feel sorry for them because they're so stupid. They're still wearing the mask, and all they gotta do is take the injection, and they'll be free. You know, and if you're a store owner, you may want to consider putting up a sign saying that if you've been injected, don't come in. Curbside service only. You have to understand, so we had all these side effects from all these women, all these people that took the injected. Okay, I got even a link on here where a Mexican woman down in Mexico had got injected and she dropped. Just dropped. Now, it looks like she was dead. Now, and when you look at the comments on that, you get all these people debating, but she was gone. Gone. Nothing there. Legs are gone. They were basically around her. I think they were going to get the stretcher because dead. And we've had a lot of that since the jumping, since the injections. And this is why they're saying we're losing too many Americans. They're not losing them because they're dying. They're losing them because they're no longer willing to go along with the bullshit anymore. And maybe there are more and more Americans are finally waking up to the reality that, you know what, your life is on the line. Canadians better start thinking and start looking at what's going on down there because they're going to do the same shit here. Our government is more heartless. Well, I shouldn't say more heartless. I don't think you can get any more heartless than what we've seen. But our government is more deceptive to the Canadian public. American government is just as deceptive to the Americans as well. But ours, I don't know who took notes from who. But we are dealing with a deception like we've never seen. If you've never taken a shot, if you've never bought into the vaccination at all, don't start now. This is not a vaccine. This is, and they tell you they're not a vaccine. These are injectable programs, operating systems they're putting into people. And they've manipulated the genetic code on one, and two have got the synthetic DNA. They are going to interact and react and create whatever is they're designed to do. And they will all mix. They're designed to integrate and interface with each other. This is not going to bode well on any level. Don't forget, we have been deceived and maneuvered, and what they've been playing on is this exhaustion game. Up and down. Oh, the numbers are up, the numbers are down. Saskatchewan, I was reading today, Saskatchewan, people are saying they're just flaunting the health ordinances, and so we're going to, you know, and people are just throwing the tickets away saying that they're illegal. The government's saying, well, we're going to really prosecute on this. How in the hell? What is going on in Canada? It's like these premiers have got this shit going on in their head that they're going to be dictators in this country. What was promised to these guys? Seriously, what was promised to these loons? Premiers, mayors, councilmen, they are there to serve the common public, not the agenda. And here they are. And I heard this in Saskatchewan. I'm thinking, really? You're going to go after people? This should be fun. This should be fun. Because if they want civil unrest in this country, we don't have the military where it means to stop anything here. And God help them if they bring Chinese military here, because there's such an animosity right now toward that. It would be not a good idea. You know. And the UN, unbelievable. The UN's already here as well. So Canadians as a whole have to start looking with eyes wide open. Don't get focused on the mask. That's where they want your attention to go. That's where they want you to focus on. Oh, the Americans can take their mask off. All they need is a shot, and they can do whatever they want. Ooh, and we already got Canadians already getting the shot for that same reason, so they can travel. So you can go to a ball game. What will happen? You know, I'm just thinking out loud here. But what would happen if, okay, all of a sudden, you know, people from Windsor and Montreal and Toronto and Sarnia and, you know, St. Catharines and Fort Erie. What happens if you go across the border, go to a grocery store, go shopping in a mall, go to a movie, go to some place where a lot of people go? What happens if you go there and because you got all four vaccines there as well, and that jumps and hits you? Are you going to be able to make it back to Canada? Are they going to allow you back into Canada? Think about that. See, I had this idea. When Americans start to drop dead in the United States, where are Americans going to go? Not going to be able to leave to go to Europe. Nobody's going to want you there. They're going to be scared. You're going to bring in the boogeyman. Won't be able to come to Canada. Canada's already got the border shut down. Where are you going to go? Mexico? Mexico's already got the National Guard. They're making people wearing the mask. They'll catch up soon enough. They'll catch up with the vaccine. They'll catch up with the rest. So, where are you going to go? Where are you going to be able to run? Where are you going to be able to hide? You know, this is something that you might want to consider. Because if the numbers hit really high, really fast, which can really happen, okay, and you're down wherever you are at, say you're a Canadian, you're down in the States, in the U.S., are you going to be able to come back to Canada? Or are you going to be stranded over in America in some concentration camp? Because this could lead to a major quarantining of the major population. Okay, this goes according to the scenarios of the movies. A lot will get quarantined in quarantines or gulags. You won't be able to go home. You won't be able to go to your village. You won't be able to go to your town or your city. You are going to a gulag. You will not pass go. You will not collect $200. You will be gulagged. We don't call it gulag anymore. That's just politically too hard. You know, some of you may not be able to handle the word gulags. We're going to call it a quarantine. But they forget to tell you that it might be a lifetime quarantine. You get the gist of this. A lifetime quarantine. One-way ticket in, no ticket out. You'll be working for your little $2,000 a month chicken feed they want to give you, because that won't buy you enough to grow around your belly button. It's amazing how, when you look at this and how you can see the parts jumping from here to here to here to here and where it's going, all you got to do is continue following the dots. Same in Canada. If and when the dictators of this country, not premiers, the dictators, let's call them what they are, dictators. Okay, look at Kinney. There's a guy today that supposedly resigned as a conservative, but never left the party because he doesn't have faith in his government. I mean, why isn't he walking across the floor as an independent? Why aren't more of the council or the parliament in Alberta walking across the floor as an independent? We should be doing the same shit here in Ontario. That would put a stop to all this bullshit. You got Kinney over there. I mean, and he's trying very hard to take away the privileges and these civil liberties. That's more correct, really, civil liberties that people have in Alberta. Okay, and Albertans better wake up. I mean, you got a dictator going on. We got one here in Ontario too. I'm not saying that we're any better. Trust me, we're not. We got an F-tard here as well. You know, and you got one in BC, now you got one in Saskatchewan, you got one in, you know, New Brunswick, you got one in Nova Scotia, you know. Like I said, they're all like they're in a Masonic order, following the dictates of their temple, their doctrine, their dogma. Like I said, we never had any freedom, and we never had any rights. What we've had are privileges. You know, civil liberties are privileges, not rights. Because they're taking away your civil liberties. So, you have to wear a mask, or you can't go shopping. You have to get the shot in order to get rid of the mask. You know, you can now go out and expose yourself to anybody else around you because of you being infected with an injection. This is all okay. And we'll give you tickets to a ball game. We'll give you, you can win a winning lottery ticket. We'll give you $1 million as a lottery. Sign up, get your shot. Sign up, get your shot. Get the $1 million. Sign up, get the shot. Get the $1 million. Oh, you might win $1 million. Come get your shot. Come get your jab. Come get your stab. Oh, just come on down. You might win $1 million. This is ridiculous. I mean, the insanity on that. The total insanity on that. You know, it's like I said, they're treating the Americans like they're like 3 years old, 4 years old. Oh, look, you can win a toy. Come get your shot. You'll give you a toy. Ooh, here's a toy for you. They'll do the same thing here in Canada. Oh, we'll give you a little credit card, or a little. We'll give you a new cell phone, or we'll give you, a year's use of cell phone use, all perfectly free. You'll be able to go see the Toronto Blue Jays when the ballpark opens up, perfectly free. You can travel in friendly skies across Canada, perfectly free. What happens if you get into an airplane? And you're flying across Canada or going to the U.S. or going somewhere else to Europe. What happens if you have a major outbreak on that airplane? Do they shoot it down? Oh, look, they're loaded with that shit in there. Shoot it down. Or are you going to get gulagged where you land? Or are they going to fly straight to the interior where the POW camps are located? These are things these are plausibilities, concepts I'm throwing out there. Scenarios that may happen. Scenarios that more than likely could happen. You know. Just trying to get you to think a little bit. Okay, there's a muzzle on the Canadian doctors. I finally got a link on that, so I posted it tonight so that you understand that the doctors, you know, they're talking about scientific evidence and blah, blah, blah. I got news for you. Today's science is such bullshit, it's not even funny. And the things that we're calling science today, the understanding and the nature of how things work and what to do to create whatever you need to create and to basically call something based on real research, real development, real access, instead of this Fauci science, Bill Gates science. We're going to go back to normal. He waves his hand. We'll be all back to normal when we all have our shot. We all have our shot. We will all be back to normal. 99.6% survival rate. But when we get the shot, we'll all be back to normal. Here's a coupon. Go to the store. You can redeem the coupon. But before you do that, come get your shot. This is already part of the psychology to stimulate people to get the injectable so that you can go shopping. Your civil liberties are going to be taken away from you. Okay. This is what this is all boiling down to. This is, again, a scenario. This is already another form of psychosis that they're implanting in people. Giving you a toy, giving you a coupon, giving you a lottery, giving you, you know, a free flight, giving you Uber, giving you a, you can, you get a coupon, go buy some pizza. Oh, pizza. See, this is already premeditated psychology on the general population, because up the way, if you don't have this injectable, you're not going to be able to have access to even the grocery store. They will starve you out. But if you get the shot, oh, you can go buy whatever you want. But see, this is the other question I got to think now. I get the injectable. Our supply chain, food supply chain, has been disrupted. Now we're not getting the food that we normally were getting. We're not getting the volume, nor are we getting the quality of food. Bill Gates wants you to eat maggots and fungus and bugs. Imagine that. That's what they want you to eat. I just saw the article today. You know, fungi, the protein. They want you to get your proteins from your yeast, your fungi, you know, your bugs. Yum, yum. Come get some. But you'll be able to have access to that food. That will be the new diet. You'll have a fifth pyramid. The fifth pyramid. See, the first pyramid used to be meat and dairy. Second was the fruits and vegetables. The third was your grains. Well, actually, there were four. They were divided. But the fourth one now will take over where the meat is, the animal proteins. That'll be at the bottom, and what they were going to replace it with is the bugs. Here, to the new food pyramid will be maggots. Maggots, oh. Doesn't that remind you of those Ferengi, how they loved eating their maggots? You're a Ferengi now. Have a maggot. Or fungus. Or bugs. Imagine that. Yum, yum. Oh, ho, ho. You won't be able to get any milk because you'll have to pay a premium for milk. Oh, and milk will cost you $2,000 for a glass of milk. But the government only gives me $2,000 a month. That's what the milk is going to cost you. But, hey, you have access because you've been injected. You're free to buy it. I'm just throwing things out there tonight. You know, muzzling the doctors in Canada. Calling this shit science. It's not even science at all. You know, this that has happened in the last year and 2 months is such a disappointment in actually seeing true science. What we have seen is basically sorcery on the worst level. And sorcery is what they've been predicting to promote and propagate on mankind in order to wipe them out. Sorcery. Okay? Sorcery. Remember that. Sorcery is what they are intending to use to wipe out mankind. We're seeing sorcery at its worst, like I said, or at its best, depending on how you're looking at it. Yeah, it's worse because of the damage it's done, which is irrevocable. The best because it's actually, they can actually get it, they're getting away with it. They're actually getting away with it, you know. So, you know, now, another interesting thing. Someone sent me a thing today that the injection site, they had put a magnet on the injection site. So I kind of wondered. Okay. I mean, it's very possible, very plausible. But if they're putting a magnet there, that means there's some kind of device that can receive a signal or a transmission. Ho, ho, ho. What did they put inside then? The injectable is now using mRNA, a synthetic biology. Ho, ho, ho. We can now put a magnet there. Means we've got some kind of circuitry going on for that magnet to be able to attach itself to. So you mean to tell me this injectable is not just some sort of biological agent? Is there something more to it? Makes you wonder. Magnetic spray turns objects to milli-robots when exposed to a magnetic field. Imagine that. Now imagine people all over the world saturated with nanotechnology, not even knowing that they have it in their bodies and that it's replicating and assembling and networking itself throughout the body, interacting, interfacing, integrating. And now you get a PCR test shoved up into your nose. Wow. And what if that PCR test had a magnetic spray turned on to it so that when it got into your nose, a magnetic field then would activate the little nanobots that are stuck in that swab? What if? What if the vaccination was not just a vaccination site, but what if these things had some kind of magnetic spray that allowed them to again be attached to the cells or to the matrix of a person, get activated with a magnetic field? Targeting sequence. Imagine that. Then all of a sudden you got little mini robots, nanobots crawling through your brain, crawling through your torso, crawling through your genitals, crawling through your liver, crawling through your spine, crawling through your respiratory tract, crawling down into the lower extremities, crawling down to your toes, crawling into your nose, crawling through your eyes. Imagine that. So we say, well, that doesn't sound like it's possible. Some of you are still in the Twilight Zone or La La Land when it comes to not understanding that they've incorporated proteins with inorganics, creating a biometric API in order to get the inorganics to work or to help assemble the proteins into whatever the operating system states. It's amazing how DNA can work in so many different functions. Now, let's add the little spray that now will get activated by a magnetic field. Ho, ho, ho. Imagine that. You know. Here we are, tonight's show, there'll be a link with synthetic DNA and how they are made. You'll see it. And you can see how it will react and work with just modified DNA. You have to understand, they are modifying DNA so that the DNA will connect and cooperate and integrate with whatever it is programmed to do. Just like I told you the other show, if you take a pod and you put it inside of a seed, when the enzymes get activated, the proteins or the peptides from the enzymes will activate and integrate with the program of that pod. And that pod will now tell those proteins how to assemble, what to do, what to build, where to build it. That technology is now in people. Has been for quite some time. That's why more and more people have been getting turned on. This is getting more and more turned on. The turning on of people so that they start to become more compromised. Easy access, you know. There was a report about the coronavirus or the COVID-19 causing graying of the brain. And when you read this report, you think, what are they talking about? They're talking about in the treatment of the people that had the corona, they loaded them up with O2 or oxygen. Well, oxygen is an oxidizer. It would cause the graying of the brain because it would have caused high level of oxidative stress on the brain, causing brain damage. But again, this is another one of those things that they play the word game and they use these things interchangeably to create more and more confusion. It's the way the game has been played ever since most of us have been born. And that's the truth. That's the honest truth, you know. Then there was a vet out of Saskatchewan. And he spoke a little like Canadian. He was a little, somewhat annoyed. His annoyance was how CBC took somebody off the street with shorts and said he was a vet, and how the vets were in support of the government of Canada. He was saying the complete opposite. He said he served in the military, put the uniform on, and nobody is supporting the government in Canada. So, like I said, the world is a stage. Media is a stage. The CBC, the CTV, and the rest are nothing but entertainers. They are there to stimulate excitement so that you will watch their network and buy the shit that they're selling. That's all they are. They've never told the truth. They never will tell the truth. And if they have a truth, it'll be manipulated. It won't even be the truth. There'll be something that might seem very plausible. Something may be very, very, not so unusual. Something that has a high probability of happening. But, again, that probability can be contorted. They have been doing nothing but that. So the links will be all here so that you can all, check them out and read them. Because, like I said, today was a day of massive... I didn't even know where to begin with the show today, honest to God. There was so many different things coming, and they were all coming from so many different variable angles. It was like, holy jumping, which way do you go? So I tried to mix it up tonight, but, women dropping dead in Mexico with a vaccine, brain control with the use of an eel-like protein. See, when you read these topics of a brain control, mind control, whatever, the brain control using whatever topics, remember one thing. This too is the media, and this too is telling us what their intent is if you pay attention to the wording. Brain control with protein. They're using these proteins to get into the head so that they can take over your brain. They already got chips that they can put into your head that can attach anywhere into your brain, because majority of you have different metals throughout the different parts of the brain which have formed networks. We all have been dealing with detoxing this stuff out as well. So, like I said, when we're looking at some of these articles, oxygen therapy used for COVID's caused brain damage. Brain control with eel-like protein. Brain damage, brain control. What happens when you don't comply? Do they cause brain damage? Or do they cause high level of oxidative stress factors so that you produce more peroxisomes to cause more damage to the brain? And like I said, it's all choreographed, it's all staged. They got cameras from the angling from the right to the left, but everything left or right of the focal point doesn't show up. Anything left of the focal point doesn't show up. Anything behind the focal point, unless it's really behind, doesn't show up. So be careful on what you're reading and seeing today, because 9 chances out of 10, what you're seeing and what you're reading today, especially if it's coming from any media, is going to be completely out to lunch. They'll have one smidgen of truth or truism. That's about all they'll have. They won't even have the truth, just a truism. And then they will blather you with bullshit. And like I said, don't get hung up on the mask. Oh, if you take the mask off and you get your shot, you'll be free. Oh, you'll be so free until you drop dead. But we won't tell you that. You'll die free. Your civil liberties, you won't have to worry about them anymore because you won't be here to enjoy them. I should have ran commercials. I should have done a commercial kick. I could have made a heck of a lot more money doing commercials. Don't worry, be happy. Take your jab. We'll put you on the slab. Oh, what a drag. You died. Civil liberties, this one's gone too. What bank account? Yeah, we can collect. This is, you know, and I'm throwing this out there in an angle and in a way for you to start looking at this, you know. See, I mean, I'm trying to get you caught up in 2021, not 1920 or back in the 1950s with some of the methodologies that people... You had a guy contact me today, had no clue about nano on any level. He had heard it, blah, blah, blah. I had not, and so I sent him to a site where he could go look at it. But we do not have the luxury today, honestly, to allow ourselves ignorance. Learn as much as you can. You know, apply what you learn. That's how you gain wisdom and experience. You know, learn what you can, gain the knowledge, then apply what you've learned. Apply it so that you can see for yourself, you know, the value and the merit of what you're doing. I always say that at the end of the show, which is what we're coming to anyway, so I may as well get to that point. I always tell everybody to read the Gospels. I was doing a consultation tonight, and I mentioned, I was talking about Balaam's ass from the Old Testament, how Balaam's ass saves his ass from being beheaded. So, you know, and we're talking about this, so they want to know where this was. So what's in the Old Testament? Just go type in, don't go to BibleGateway.com, and then type in, you know, Balaam's ass. It kind of sounds a little odd, but anyway. So, and the story goes, you know, he was on his way to curse Israel, and his ass took him off the road. And so when he got his ass back on the road, his ass took him off the road again. So then he smacked his ass. So when he smacked his ass said, "Then why'd you hit me?" He says, "Because you took me off the road." He said, "There's an angel over there ready to take your bloody head off." Oh. See, God will use any dumbass to get you on your path. You know, that's how that usually goes. So I'm just pointing that out. So, you know, they got a little chuckle out of that, too, you know. It says, you know, your ass may save you one day. You never know. So, anyway, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I always say this. And the reason, I said the same thing to them. Read it for yourself. Don't let nobody get involved between you and that word. You read it for you. You know, don't let anybody try to teach you or lecture you or doctrinate you in any way, shape, or form. These doctrines, most of these places that try to indoctrinate you, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground either. They think they know the scripture. They think they know the word. I will be the first to tell you, I'm one dumbass when it comes to that stuff. I read it. I understand it. I have read seven different versions of seven different Bibles, and I still don't know nothing. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't know nothing. But I do know when I read certain things, I understand what, if I'm understanding what I'm reading, because God has quickened the word to me, I get it. I don't need somebody to indoctrinate me with some bullshit. I've been there, done that. It never happened again. So this is why I encourage all of you to read it for yourself. Jesus was the one that died and came back from the dead, so, you know, died for our sins. So he's the one that everybody should be looking at and following, since we don't know how to get to heaven, and we don't know how to get to, through that door. He said he's the door. So like I said, read it. Don't let nobody bullshit you. Nobody. Read the letters. Read Revelations. The Bible says, blessed are those who read the book. Sometimes I wonder who wrote that. You read that book, oh man, this is really, ah. But anyway, read it. So you have an idea what's coming down the pipe. God will quicken the word to you. I had a woman contact me about that. It's a true story. I've been telling people about reading the Gospels. So she decided to read it again, you know, because I had explained certain things that she had never thought of before. So she decided to read it again. So she pointed something. I thought, well, isn't this interesting? She was seeing the connections with what was going on today to what the scriptural references was talking about. Now, see, God quickened that word to her. So he showed her. So this is what I'm saying, you know, read it. Don't let nobody bullshit you. Nobody. Alrighty, on this site, there's links here as well. All kinds of people doing all kinds of things to help you out, to get you to, you know, to be free and not sucked in. You know, you got the Liberty Channel, you got Deanna Spingala, you got Three Hearts Church, you know, you got Fiona, you got Yanni, you got, You got Ty, you got Chai, you got Brian, you got myself. You got a lot of people here doing what they're doing to get everybody on board to help you wake up and keep you awake and keep you from falling into, well, temptation, you know, frustration, agitation, aggravation because of what's going on. If you know what's going on, you can connect the dots and you can start to defend. And that's how I, you know, present that as well. All right, so you got all these people here. Help them out any way you can. If you can help them out financially, please do so. If you can't, at least share the information. Share it with everybody you know. You know, because the deception is about to get worse. It even says that the elect would get deceived here. So, you know what? The elect, in my humblest opinion, is not just the... I think everybody that is seeing the truth and understanding the truth may be classified in that category. I'm not completely sure. I mean, depending on what you believe, some will believe it's only those that God has called. That may be true too, but there's a lot of people that I have met that are not necessarily of the same affiliated belief, but they are awake and they know what's going on. So my only prayer with anybody that I've come in contact with, honestly, is that one day we all make it to the other side. Some people believe they're going to stay here on this planet. You know what? Good luck on that. Staying in the shithole. I'll take my chances with the mansion in the next life. But anyway, my hope and my desire is everybody that I have come across with, when they come to understanding what I know about Jesus or come to a better one, and then we'll all see each other on the other side where we can then party. Yes, we made it. Yes, thank God. Thank Jesus we got here. Yahoo! You know, that kind of thing. So that's my hope, my prayer too. I guess I can call it that too. So anyway, in the meantime, while we are here, let's stay healthy. Let's stay wise. Let's stay awake. Let's stay focused. Let's keep it going so that we're not caught up in any of these ridiculous snares, you know, and help each other out any way you can. That would be my other hope. Alrighty, on that note, I always say, by the grace of God, we are still here. So, till the next segment, to your health. We'll see you in a bit. Take care.